Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome back to GSU ENI Radio, broadcasting live from Demo Day here for the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund. We're actually down here at Georgia State Stadium. It has been so much fun. The entire place is just teeming with vitality. We've caught up with some old friends. We've made some new ones. This has been a lot of fun, hasn't it, Lee?
Oh, yeah. This has been a lot of fun. The energy here is amazing. For a first-time event like this, this is just really impressive on behalf of GSU and this whole entrepreneurship ecosystem that they've cultivated here.
And this segment is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Monica Hooks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Monica, you're part of the entrepreneurship ecosystem here in Atlanta. Why don't you share a little bit about what you're up to?
Absolutely. I am the executive director of the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative, which is a program funded by the City of Atlanta. It falls under the umbrella of Invest Atlanta, and we are here to contribute to the mission of a competitive and dynamic city for economic development and making sure that women are at that table and they have an opportunity to participate.
So now, how important is it to have a GSU that has an entrepreneurship, component to their curriculum throughout their whole schooling, as well as kind of birthing this Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund with the help of the Marcus Foundation? How important is that for your work?
The highest priority, very important, critical. Ground zero. GSU is across the street from the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative, across Woodruff Park. And so they're a wonderful partner that we've been able to build with over the recent years and that we look forward to building in the future. So opportunities and programs like the Seed Initiative, they help to create our pipeline. And hopefully we see all sorts of young women come out of that pipeline and ultimately apply to other programs within the city, like the WE program.
So now, in terms of the WE program, talk about how a woman gets involved with that and how they can kind of leverage that to the fullest.
Sure. So WE is open to all residents of the City of Atlanta or entrepreneurs that do business in the City of Atlanta. So you may live in the metropolitan area. Let's say you live in Doraville or Smyrna. But if you have a business license with the City of Atlanta, you are absolutely eligible to participate in the program. We have open applications, and they are on our base. They happen at about every 2 years. So we just completed an application period at the end of 2019, and we will actually announce our new cohort here shortly. I think by the end of the first quarter of this year, 2020. So moving forward, if you are an entrepreneur and you happen to be a woman, you should apply for the program in 2021, and we'll have a new cohort in 2022.
And then this, the entrepreneur that goes through this, there's somebody that has an idea, or they have to have what stage of an entrepreneur are they?
So we focus on early stage companies that have a business model. It's likely not well developed, but it's working, and they're looking for an opportunity and a safe space to develop that business model, strengthen that business model, and position themselves so they can scale the business into the city in the southeast region. So again, early stage companies with an existing business model, a couple of customers looking to strengthen that model and to scale.
And to take it to the next level.
Take it to the next level.
And then there's a curriculum in place and mentors. Is that
That is correct, right? We have a four-pillar program. It incorporates strategic analysis of the business so that we have a really great baseline and we know our milestones for that business and what the outcome we want to see in 15 months. We then go into learning and leadership development, which I think is critical because you've got a lot of business owners that may be fantastic at pitching but may need help with their managerial accounting, are fantastic getting money in and need help with their team building. So that incorporates that second pillar and all of those functions. The third pillar is around strategic partnerships. At that point, you've strengthened up your model. You understand your strengths and weaknesses, where you can leverage and go after those partners that are going to help you to scale. And then the fourth pillar is about funding opportunities, putting you in front of the right pitch competitions, venture capitalists, angel investors, grant or loan opportunities so that you can, again, scale that business, level up, and go to the next milestone.
And it's hard to be an entrepreneur, and it's hard to, like you said, that there's danger in all of those pillars, right? Like that even if you have the best idea, you might not have the best strategic partnership, so there might be an opportunity there. So by having a curriculum that covers a lot of these bases, you're giving them a really good chance to succeed. You're kind of taking away some of the risks and danger that exist, because there is danger around every corner.
It's inherent risk in entrepreneurship, for sure. And I like to say that we incubate so that they can accelerate, right? 15 months in a good, stable environment so you can get your feet underneath you and then soar into the future.
So now for you, what do you need more of at WE?
I need more young women to come up with great ideas and apply to the program so that they can participate, contribute to our community from an economic development perspective, an economic mobility perspective, and just a good business perspective.
So now if somebody wants to learn more, what's the website?
The website is weiatlanta.com. Stands for weiatlanta.com. You can also visit us on any of our social profiles, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, under We Atlanta. And we also have a newsletter that you can sign up for at any of those socials.
Good stuff. Well, Monica, thank you so much for helping out today and sharing your story and helping these young people get to the next level.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll see you in a few at GSU ENI Radio.